Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvania.
Songs of love tingle from your touch.
Welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians broadcasting from Radio City in New York. And here to greet you as your host, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. That was Bill Bivens. This is Fred Waring and all the Pennsylvanians. Today, we'll bring you another program for our Friday sponsor, the Minnesota Valley Canning Company, producers of those famous quality products, Green Giant brand peas and Niblet's brand whole kernel corn. Here again comes that jolly Green Giant.
Oh, hum, pie,
peas, the jolly green giant, you see on the label with golden corn and tender peas, the jolly green giant will set up your table with golden corn and tender peas, the jolly green giant is he.
Oh, hum, pie, peas,
the jolly green giant is he.
Oh, hum, pie, peas,
the jolly green giant is he.
Day before yesterday, the Lambert Trophy was awarded to those other jolly giants, the Penn State football team, declaring the Nittany Lions the official top team in the East. Hail to the Lions! Noble and strong! I happened to attend the Lambert ceremony, and when Coach Bob Higgins received the trophy, I reminded him that I was the second assistant manager the last time they had a good team, back in 1919. Bob was captain and played end. It's good to be carrying the bucket again for Bob Higgins, and here's a salute to the boys he's taking down to the Cotton Bowl, the Nittany Lions.
Nittany Lions, we drink to thee. Nittany Lions, stars in nifty skies shine in glory from your eyes. Darkness may fill the night. Dawn brings blue and white. Nittany Lion, we sing.
Best of luck to Penn State at that Cotton Bowl. Now from a rousing college song to a tender folk song. From Glee Club and Full Brass to Stuart Churchill and his guitar. A lover's lament, which the early settlers in our southern mountains brought with them from the English countryside. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Stuart? Well, black may be Stu's favorite color, Bill, but something tells me you prefer another color.
I do, Fred, and right now I'll choose the gold. The four big, beautiful golden ears of fresh corn that I saw in that full-page ad for Niblet's brand whole kernel corn in this month's Ladies' Home Journal. Well, think of it. Golden tender kernels from four whole ears of garden fresh corn on the average in every can of Niblet's brand. And that's equal to the corn from nearly five ordinary ears. For those tender Niblet's brand kernels grow so tall. Say, what an age we're living in, really. Here's summer in a can. Summertime freshness and flavor sealed and saved for eating fun any day of the year. All that boyhood thrill of fresh corn on the cob. For here is corn on the cob without the cob. And so much of it and so good. Mm-hmm. What a value it is. Look for the big, happy green giant on the label. And look for big, happy smiles around your table every time you serve Niblet's brand whole kernel corn.
Nice selling, Bill.
Gosh, I got myself hungry.
Yes, sir. Today it's happy birthday to the man who entertains children from 300 and... Now, what is it? From 3 to 103. Walt Disney.
Singing.
20 years ago, on a westbound Pullman somewhere out of Chicago, Walt Disney drew on his sketch pad the picture of a mouse. Since then, the mouse, as Walt calls him, has appeared in 120 moving pictures, more than any flesh and blood movie star. At first, Walt planned to call him Mortimer, but his wife suggested Mickey. You know who won. The mouse changed a little, very, very little, in 20 years. His legs are heavier, his elbows and knees less angular, his eyes more expressive, and his tail is shorter. In fact, for a while, he didn't even have a tail. His voice changed, too. That was when Walt had his tonsils out, yeah. Walt's always done the mouse's voice from the very first picture, Steamboat Willie, down to the very newest, Fun and Fancy Free. What's the trouble? Joe, you want to sing? Go ahead and sing, Joe.
I'd love to hang around the lazy countryside with nature's gang around the lazy countryside, where the crickets you don't hear in the city keep a hummin' in your ear, oh so pretty. And it's just too much for words, listening to the chorus of the birds. I like to stay around the lazy countryside, just kind of play around the lazy countryside. Oh, what fun in taking the sun in and to roam the spaces wide. It's the place for me. Gee, it's great to be round the lazy country side.
It's Joe Marie feeling pretty lazy right now. Jane Wilson, how about you? Feeling dreamy? Let's float through that other pretty one from Fun and Fancy Fee. Seem to be ageless and will probably keep reappearing in your communities for generations. Fantasia, Dumbo, and Snow White have been making the rounds, and the next one to look for is Bambi. Then, when they get around to Saludos Amigos, you'll be hearing this song again, Brazil. We'll be right back. Walt Disney can bring a lot of experimenting with a combination of live characters and animation. In Fun and Fancy Free, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy talk with live characters. They talk with cartoon giant face to face. In a picture to be released next year, Roy Rogers and his horse Trigger will be surrounded by characters right off the drawing board. I suppose Trigger will talk. Well, one of the most charming examples of this combination technique is in Song of the South, when Uncle Remus says something like this. Now, the high tones they are, they said, like this.
Uncle Remus, Uncle Remus, Uncle Remus said, gather round me, little children, before you go to bed. Just give me your attention, hear what I've got to say. I'll tell you how the animals got that way. Pappy got the gout from eating too much speckled trout. His mammy dreamed of polka dots, and that's how the leopard got his spots.
The camel crossed the desert sands with all the mighty caravans. His sandy bed was full of lumps, and that's how the camel got them humps.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. His sandy bed was full of lumps. That's how the camel got them humps. They threw the fox into a cage. The brother fox was very sage. He used his tail to pick the locks. That's why they called him Sly Old Fox. Brother Turtle and Brother Hare, they ran a race and I was there.
The hare drops in at Barney's place.
That's how the turtle won the race. That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. The hare dropped in at Barney's place.
And that's how the turtle won the race.
The little ostrich went to school, but couldn't learn that golden rule. The kids all yelled, "Is your face red?"
And that's why the ostrich hides his head. The piggy saw his monkey friend swinging by his other end. He tried the same thing on a rail.
And that's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. He tried the same thing on a rail. That's why the pig's got a curly tail. That's all, little children. That's all, little children. Be good, little children. It's time to go to bed. No more, little children. No more, little children. Good night, little children. That's what Uncle Remus said. Uncle Remus said.
Well, we wish all the best things for Walt on his birthday, and you know they'll all come true, because after all, wasn't it in Jiminy Cricket, Walt's own brainchild, who said, when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Well, Glee Club and Gordon Goodman think so.
Star as dreamers do.
day there's a Disney picture on the screen. Zippity-doo-dah, it's a wonderful day. That's our happy birthday to the creator of Mickey Mouse, known as Michel Souris in France, Mickey Cucci in Japan, Topolino in Italy, and Miguel Ratoncito in Mexico.
Dorado, rojo, verde, si.
What goes on here now, Willie?
That's sweet corn in Technicolor, Fred. Dorado for gold, rojo for red, and verde for green. That's what comes out of that magic can of Niblet's brand Mexicorn, the most gaily Mexican can in all of corndom. And there's that delicious Niblet's brand whole kernel corn that we were sort of smacking our lips over a few minutes ago. Corn on the cob without the cob. Then there's this gay fiesta dish, Niblet's brand Mexicorn. Hey, do you know what Mexicorn is exactly? Well, it's golden, tender kernels of Niblet's corn mixed with bits of sweet red peppers and sweet green peppers, and all packed at that fleeting moment of perfect flavor. Say, if I were you, lady, you know what I'd do? I'd buy both every time. Niblet's brand whole kernel corn and Niblet's brand Mexicorn. Then I'd alternate the cans in my pantry for color, right now for Christmas color. And I'd alternate these two delicious corn dishes on the family table for eating variety and fun. Niblet's brand whole kernel corn. Aye, aye, Niblet's brand Mexicorn. CC.
Thanks, Bill. We say CC, too. We say CC to a fine Christmas love song, which is taking place among America's holiday favorites. We've asked Roy Ringwald to make a colorful new arrangement of the Christmas song for Glee Club and Orchestra, and today we present Roy's new conception for the first time, Gordon Goodman in solo.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa
really know how to fly.
This is Bill Bivens speaking for the Green Giant. Choose the Green Giant brand peas, and choose the gold Niblets brand whole kernel corn.
This is Fred Waring. Thanks again for coming. We hope you've enjoyed our Disney show. We'll be with us Monday at the same time. Now, drive carefully over the weekend, won't you please? Might be a little snow, sleet, or ice on the roads, so drive carefully. Have a nice weekend. So long. See you Monday.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.